Fed forecasters expect that inflation will subside as supply chain disruption issues are resolved. However, housing and rent prices, as you've said, account for roughly one-third of the consumer price index, and most economists do not expect the problem to be resolved as quickly as supply chain bottlenecks due to both the time it takes to develop housing and the lack of investment in housing that is affordable to low and moderate income families. Currently, there's a shortage of nearly 7 million rental homes that are affordable and available to America's lowest income renters, and a shortage of more than 5 million homes for potential home buyers. In my district, there's a shortage of more than 34,000 rental homes that are affordable and available to the lowest income families, while the state of California has a shortage of more than 962,000 affordable rental homes. If Congress does not make the investments to increase supply and access to the affordable homes in this country, how concerned are you that the Fed will not be able to contain inflation?
Well, you're right that housing inflation is a significant part of the CPI. We also look more prominently at personal consumption, PCE, which is a different measure, and it's something less than that. And unlike these temporary supply-side constraints that we see, housing inflation really is much more of an indicator of the tightness of the economy rather than supply-side problems. So it's something we watch carefully along with wages, frankly, and it is a major contributor to inflation. As I mentioned, higher interest rates do – housing is a very interest-sensitive sector, and higher interest rates – really interest rates that move back toward a more normal level – should act to cool off the housing market over time.
Thank you.